Now, it's March, there's a touch of spring in the air and the days are getting a little bit longer, and that can mean only one thing: St. Patrick's Day is almost upon us. And we're going to kick off today's programme by finding out what is in store if you choose to spend your St. Patrick's Day in Tralee. And I'm joined in studio by Mayor of Tralee, Mikey Sheehy, and also by Mark Sullivan, who is... Mark Sullivan from the Rose Hotel in Tralee, who is also involved with Tralee Chamber Alliance. And you're both very welcome.
Good afternoon, Deirdre.
Mikey, the parade, is it just the parade or is there a lot more going on?
I suppose there's obviously a nice lead into St. Patrick's Day. Like you said, it's a glorious day in Tralee today. We're very hopeful that the weather on the day is going to be as good. When the sun is shining, the crowds are spectacular always in Tralee as the capital town of the county. I'd just encourage everyone in or around Tralee, the municipal district and further afield to get down into the middle of Tralee on the day. We want to create a great atmosphere. The last couple of years have been very good to us in terms of the crowd turnouts, in terms of participation from local community groups, sports clubs. Really looking forward to it. Sleeves have been rolled up. There's a lot of work has gone on in the background. Mark O'Sullivan is alongside me here from the Rose Hotel. Mark is a part of the Patrick's Day Committee, along with Colette O'Connor from the Tralee Chamber Alliance and Amy Cunningham from the Tralee Municipal District. I also sit on that committee. There's a lot of work has gone on in the background. This year's organiser is Oliver Hurley, who is a very creative soul from Tralee, very proud Tralee man. And the theme of this year's parade is actually Waves of Change, which encapsulates a spirit of innovation, environmental stewardship and a visionary energy shaping of Tralee's future. So it's all about sustainability. It's about our ecosystems, about our oceans, our beaches and how we protect them and foster them going forward. So look, a lot of work going on in the background. We're very excited and I just want to encourage everyone to get into Tralee Town Centre and enjoy the day. It's going to be spectacular.
And it falls on a Monday this year. So the parade will be on the Monday, will it?
Yes. Yeah. It's going to take place on Monday. Mark's going to speak a little bit more about the logistics of the timings and whatnot, but it's going to be on the Monday. We've invited our Grand Marshal this year, is going to be the mayor of a city called Holyoke in Massachusetts in the United States, Joshua Garcia. I met Joshua last September and we got discussing how Tralee is a twin city of Holyoke and how we could explore that further in terms of from a commercial perspective, from a community perspective. And we're just really looking to explore and I'm excited about the synergies that can take place between the two sister cities. We've a lot in common with Holyoke. So Joshua's coming over on the Sunday before the parade and he's also bringing a delegation of about 40 people who are going to explore Tralee and the hinterland and the surrounds. We're actually meeting, we have a virtual meeting with that group at 3 o'clock this afternoon to introduce both Patrick's Day committees, because Holyoke actually has the biggest Patrick's Day parade in the whole of Massachusetts. They're a very proud heritage in the area. So look, really looking forward to that. Really looking forward to welcoming Joshua. And also it's really important to note we've a couple of very important participants as well. We have our BT Young Scientist winners from Presentation School who are going to be accompanied by their teacher Ian Renolan, and we also have a lot of category winners as well from Montauk Secondary School also who will be in attendance. So
that's
all
a
about
nice
celebrating.
Touch, yeah, yeah, to celebrate our young achievers.
It was an incredible achievement by them. It was mind-blowing, to be honest. So we're really looking forward to that and looking forward to celebrating them and celebrating what they've achieved over the last 12 months. You know, they poured their heart and soul into those projects and it was great to see them get the recognition they did as the overall BT scientist.
So they'll be marching in the parade
They'll be front and four and they'll be marching, yeah. So
lovely. That's a nice touch. Mark, talk me through the logistics of this, because obviously the parade just happens every year and those of us who enjoy it head along and watch, but I would imagine that a lot of work goes into it behind the scenes. How far in advance does the preparation begin?
We began there in early November is what I'd say. But first and foremost, Deirdre, the whole week, it's fabulous for the business community of Tralee. Firstly, we have Cheltenham starting on Tuesday the 11th. So that'll run away until Friday. We have the Armagh game on the Saturday. That's a 5:30 throw-in. We also have exemptions in the town that night. And then we Armagh coming down here for the National League. So that'll be huge. Bedrooms are very strong for that weekend. stand alone with the Armagh supporters. And if you remember it from 2 years ago, they really like Kerry. They really and truly do. And they want to come down.
And you know, having visiting football teams in Tralee for these league games is a huge money spinner for the town.
It's huge. When Dublin came down there 2 weeks ago, that was massive for the town. It really, it's a good kickstart to the season for everybody, in particular because January can be January for a lot of people, so it certainly helps with cash flow for all these businesses who need it. But also, that's why we have bunting up around the town. We had Dublin and Kerry colours up for the Dublin game, and now we have the Armagh and Kerry and Ireland colours up for both the Armagh team and St. Patrick himself. So we'll be honouring both of them, you know. But the parade begins at 12 o'clock. It begins at 12 o'clock on the back Danspring Road there by the hotel. It'll go up to Mitchell's, down Boher Buie, down Castle Street and up to Denny Street. The big change this year will be that the viewing stand will be up on Denny Street this year. So we're hoping for, as Mikey said, for the weather to behave itself. And also this year then, we'll have Jamie Flannery speaking Askwaelge and interviewing Mikey there on Denny Street. And we'll
have Cooper Fucklin ready.
Yeah,
Mikey,
and we'll have Damal, we'll have your own Elaine Kinsella and Damal, and also we'll have Chris Short up on Boher Buie as well. So what we want to do is entertain everybody along the route, even before the parade comes, okay? And also then we're going to have a quiet zone up the top of Boher Buie as well. So that's very important.
Oh, that's
as well.
For people who might have sensory issues,
yeah. So we have a massive amount of participants. We're up to around 30 at the moment participants. It varies between all the GA clubs, soccer clubs, Tidy Towns, Banner Rescue, musical societies. We're going to have all the stage schools in the parade. We'll have the pipe bands in it, and we have a fabulous one this year. We have Las Bongo Locos Samba Band. So that sounds absolutely fantastic. So really, we are calling, if anybody else wants to register for it, we have room. We have a big town, we have long streets, so we can certainly take more groups as well, you know, in it.
Okay, that sounds good. So there's going to be lots of music as well, obviously.
Music.
Which really lends to the atmosphere around it.
Yeah, Deirdre, music, entertainment, in particular when people are waiting for the parade. That's one area. That's why we've added to that. So we're entertaining people. And then when the parade comes, the music then will be interspersed throughout the whole parade as well. So, but as Mikey said, we have Oliver Hurley, who's a very, very creative man himself, and Ken Murphy will be running the parade. And we have more than confidence that Oliver is going to pull this off and make it better than ever.
And again, I presume there's a lot of hard work in terms of the Gardaí, the civil defence, you know, people to steward the crowds and keep the cars off the streets and stuff like that. There's a load of work involved.
There is. It's like everything. There's interagency meetings beforehand. But obviously, look, the parade can't happen really. Kerry County Council are the lead in this parade. And we've met with Eamon Cunningham in particular on numerous occasions. And then we tie in Colette O'Connor from Tralee Chamber Alliance. Then we tie in with everything. But there's a great synergy. There's a great synergy there. But also, if I may say, the Rose Hotel is a sponsor again, and Dick and Eileen Engler, they really are interested in giving back to the community all the time.
Yeah, and always have been.
Yeah.
So just any particular message you want to get out, that there's still time to register, Mark? Is
There's still time to register, but really, I suppose just to dig into the theme of it, it's wave of change, and that's the innovation, environmental stewardship, and the visionary energy which Tralee has. And all our floats and costumes and performers, they'll all draw inspiration from marine life. Oliver's got some fantastic stuff. So it's all about the sea, but it's waves of change tying in with that as well.
Okay. And any message you'd like to get across, Mikey, about the event?
Yeah, look, just continue on from what Mark said. It's kind of a case of more the merrier. We're really looking forward to welcoming, obviously, all the spectators into town, and I'd encourage them to come into Tralee and stay in Tralee and, you know, spend a few bob in the middle of the town. It's all about driving footfall in our town centre and supporting town businesses and local businesses, which will be open on the day. But I suppose from a participant's perspective, we just encourage everyone to join in, whether you're a local dance group, whether you're a school group, whether you're a musical group, whether you're a sports club. Make sure you get in touch. We'll filter through all of the contact details. We're easy to reach. And like I said, the more the merrier. Really looking forward to welcoming everyone into Tralee Town Centre on the day.
Yeah, that's great. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great weekend between the Armagh people coming down and everything, and hopefully we'll get good weather.
Good weather, Deirdre. Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully we'll bring the Armagh crowd down in good form and we'll send them back in bad form.
And send them back in bad form, exactly. That's for sure. Well, if it's a day like today, we won't go too far wrong. Mark, Mikey, thank you both for coming in.
Thanks, Deirdre.
We'll all be looking forward to St. Patrick's Day and indeed the whole weekend, not just the Tralee Parade, but parades, of course, in most towns and villages around the county. And no doubt, as this week and next week go by, we'll be hearing more details about other parades that are happening as well.